guardrails. It seems that every January, as I'm getting ready to kick off the new year, I'm inundated all around me with an overemphasis on making New Year's resolutions and setting big, insane goals. It can be inspiring to think about, and I agree that it's great for everyone to get out of their comfort zones to try new things. But I also think there's an equally important other side of the coin that's usually neglected. Before taking any bold new risks and trying to live dangerously to follow a dream, we need to first seriously consider and establish guardrails in our lives. Guardrails are defined as a system designed to keep vehicles from straying into danger or off-limit areas. They can be found at bridges, medians, winding roads, and many other places. We may not usually notice guardrails because they seem like the invisible part of driving, but they're important barriers between us and certain dangers. Even though they're significant for saving lives, it's easy for us to think we don't need them until we actually do. Guardrails are the boundaries we set to provide margin in our lives. I think they're absolutely necessary, and even though they're not sexy in our culture or usually a natural concept that's embraced, we simply can't have healthy marriages, strong friendships, controlled financial situations, or strong businesses without them. Guardrails are a key part of any decision-making process, and establishing them into different areas in our lives allows us to avoid detrimental mistakes that we might not be able to recover from. The purpose of guardrails are to protect and direct us. Even if we smash into them at full speed, they cause less damage than the catastrophic dangers that's on the other side. Guardrails are intentionally set up just before the danger areas to prevent us from moving into devastating problems like fast oncoming traffic, or being launched off the side of a bridge, or rolling down a mountain cliff. If you look closer, you'll see that guardrails aren't always actually located in the most dangerous part of a road. They're constructed in places we could technically drive on, but the point just beyond them is what's troublesome. Just like with driving, I believe in life we also need margin for error. As a leader, husband, father, business owner, and in many other areas of my life, I think it's important to apply the same principle of guardrails. Some of the biggest regrets we can have financially, professionally, morally, with relationships, in our marriages, really any negative situations we found ourselves in, they could have all been prevented and avoided by having proper guardrails. It's just a simple fact in life that if we cross certain lines, we end up hurting ourselves. If we compromise certain standards, we increase the potential of our future not being what we would want it to be. If we break specific boundaries, it's going to make some relationships more difficult. If we go past certain limits, then our hopes and dreams will simply be less attainable. As a realtor here in the Twin Cities, I can easily have a schedule that's crazy with a constantly ringing phone full of important questions and to answer and urgent problems to solve. Without proper guardrails, my job can quickly consume and overtake just about every area of my life. Over the years, I've had to establish guardrails both personally and professionally to ensure my clients will always have an amazing and rewarding experience, and that I can still have balance and quality time with my family. A couple years ago, one of the guardrails I set up was to make sure I could have dinner with my family at least 4 evenings a week with no interruptions. I wanted dinner with my family to be an intentional and protected time together where we could engage and be fully present without distractions. Sometimes I have an urgent matter that's absolutely necessary to be resolved, and I'm not able to be there for 4 days a week, but that's okay. Crashing into my guardrail doesn't mean I've made a terrible mistake. It just means if I keep breaking the healthy habits I've established, I could create situations with my family that I would really come to regret in the future and might not be able to recover from. It's important to think through what our guardrails are so they act as a warning sign to us in order to avoid having regrets we'll never be able to change. I've heard people say that instead of setting up personal boundaries, they just need to learn from their experience. I couldn't disagree more. I know tons of people that make the same horrible mistakes over and over and get stuck in the same damaging cycles. I believe we learn from reflecting on our experiences and the experiences of others. If we don't take the time to evaluate what's happened, how we ended up there, and what can be done to prevent it, we'll just find ourselves back in the same destructive cycle over and over again. I recommend setting up guardrails. They're not about being legalistic or using them to judge others or see how close we can come to danger. Guardrails are tools to inform, ignite, and energize our conscious to provide warnings or red flags so we can prevent paralyzing dangers. They keep us focused on what really matters and on track to prevent us from serious dangers on the other side. So take risks, create smart goals, and don't let fear prevent you from following your dreams or going out of your comfort zone. But just remember when you do, make sure you have established guardrails to protect and guide you in the process. So what are your guardrails? What personal conduct with friends and finances or in your relationships or career have you established so that you can continue to live a great life? If you'd like to hear a great in-depth teaching series about this topic, check out guardrails.org. No matter what your spirituality is, the principles explained within these videos are gold.